Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson. Welcome to the show today. And my website is Torah Life Ministries, teaching wisdom from the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible. And today we're going to be talking about wisdom of the scriptures, as usual. And a lot of people don't understand that Torah is another word for guidelines and instructions. You see, the church says the law is done away with, but the Bible says the law should be taken off paper and put on our hearts so we would know it. So it wasn't done away with. It was to be moved. It was so important to be moved on our hearts so we would live by it. And the Torah is the foundation of all scripture, found in the first five books of the Bible. And the Bible starts with the book of Genesis, which in Hebrew means Bereshit. So we start with that, and we see the instructions of our wonderful Creator, and we see all the instructions that He's given us to guide our path. So we stick to that narrow path. Sadly, the church today has chosen the path, the wide path that's filled with darkness, but it's easy because it says there's a way before each person that seems right and ends in death. And sadly, many people today, including many Christians, have been deceived to take that wide path that's filled with darkness. And, you know, if you're going to be a light on that wide path, well, be a light in the darkness. But many of the people today that call themselves believers are actually darkness in darkness, because according to the Bible, 1 John 3:4, it says sin is transgression of the law or transgression of the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. See, folks, we have to understand when Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for us, He didn't die as an excuse that we can keep living in sin. He died so we would desire not to live in sin, so we would desire to be thankful for what He did for us. You see, we deserved that death penalty. We were on death row, but we were set free, and we should show thankfulness to Him, not by ignoring His word, but by doing our best to keep His word. The problem today, folks, is we've disconnected from the Bible. We've disconnected from Scripture. I give you as an example the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul's greatest desire and the will of Yahweh was for him to go and preach the good news of Yeshua to the Emperor of Rome, the Caesar of Rome. And we hear that, but we've become so disconnected because when we hear that, we think Rome was is some vacation destination. But when we see what's going on today with ISIS and Syria and Iran and Iraq, we have to understand what Paul was doing by desiring to take the gospel out to the Caesar in Rome is like somebody today saying their biggest desire is to go take the gospel to the leader of ISIS in Syria or Iraq or wherever they are. And most people would think that's a suicide mission, and rightfully so, but it's not. This is why so many people were pleading with Paul not to go, but he steadfast, and he said, this is the desire and the will of my Heavenly Father Yahweh that I go and do that. But because we've become so disconnected with the Scriptures, we just look at Rome as some vacation destination as it is today, and we don't realize how severe that was what Paul did. Another thing is when I tell people about, you know, that our Creator can turn any heart and turn anyone, somebody said, well, even somebody like Hitler? Well, folks, I will submit to you that the Apostle Paul was just as bad, if not even worse, than somebody like Hitler, and his heart was turned, and his eyes were opened immediately in an instant, you know, so yes, anyone's heart can be turned, but we got to connect with Scripture, and we got to see that, we got to realize that, but we got to understand and love what our Creator loves and hate what He hates. So when we think about connecting with the Bible and we think about us being set free from that, you know, it's hard to understand that because many of us haven't been in jail, and unless we know somebody who's serving time, we really don't understand the connection and the severity of being torn away from our families, torn away from our freedom, and thrown in a jail, and even worse, put on death row. You can imagine one of these people on death row for something they did and they are guilty for, that somebody would walk up to them one day in the middle of the night and say, you know what, I know you're guilty, I know you did this, but I'm going to take your place and you're set free. I mean, you don't think that person's going to be thankful and remember that for the rest of their life? Because they experienced it firsthand and they were there and they understand what it feels like to do that. Well, folks, we might not realize it or think about it, but we experienced that as well because we were on death row for our guilt, for something we did, but we were set free. And the Bible, it says, you know, our Creator cannot justify the wicked. It's an abomination to Him. somebody had to die for our sin, and it was us that was supposed to take that penalty, but we were set free because Yeshua Messiah, his blood covers us, and he took the place for us so we could have life. But he's coming back again, folks, and he's not coming back for the sinners. He's coming back for the righteous, those that are thankful and those that returned. You know, he unconditionally gave his love for us, Yahweh, to give us his son, Yeshua, who died for us. But now there's conditions that we would desire to follow him and we would have a righteous heart. And yes, we have his mercy and grace for those times when we mess up, those times when we miss the mark. But he's looking at those that desire his ways, not those that ignore his ways and make excuses to live in sin. Again, when we think about the word sin, that's another part of things we talk about when we look about disconnected from the scriptures. Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We have to love what he loves and hate what he hates. How many of you listening right now hate sin? And if you find yourself sinning, do you get upset by that? And are you turned by that and you want to repent? Well, repent today, you know, has almost become a curse word. You tell someone to repent and you get rebuked for that. But we need to repent. We need to turn from our evil desires and our evil ways. And we need to be steadfast towards our wonderful Creator's ways and fear sin. Fear sin more than we fear man. And ultimately, the main thing we need to do is fear our Creator. And that's the problem today. We fear man more than we fear our Creator. You give a great example of something like Ebola. If you're standing on a street corner and you hear, oh, someone down the block has Ebola and they're walking your way, the first thing you're going to do is seek to run away from that because you don't want to be around that disease. Well, we should have that same feeling with sin. If we hear somebody's walking down the block and they have sin, we should desire to run away and not be around it. Because as it says in Psalms 1, you know, a righteous person does not seek the counsel of the wicked. We should desire to run away from that. We don't want to be around that because, I tell you this, folks, sin is even much, is way more contagious than something like Ebola. Way more contagious. I mean, just look around us. I mean, the evidence of sin is everywhere in the streets. Because we have no fear of our Creator, and that's the problem. And a big problem with it, folks, is the reason why we have no fear of our Creator, because we're under this false illusion, this false thinking today that we say, oh, our Creator loves everybody no matter what. No matter what situation, no matter how a person is living, he loves everyone. Because he hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. And I want to submit to you today that that is not a biblical context. That's not biblical principles by thinking that. If our Creator loved everybody unconditionally all throughout time, no matter what, there would be no reason to fear him. And since so many people believe that false doctrine, that there is no reason to fear him, there's so many people living in sin, and we look at the way the world is in today. The fact is that our Creator loves those who love him, but he hates those who love sin. Now, I didn't say he hates sinners. You know, his mercy is for sinners who repent. And yes, maybe they miss the mark every now and then, but he's there. The blood of Yeshua is there to cover them. But those that love sin, those that continue to practice sin, it's those he hates, as it says all over in the scriptures. And that is the biblical concept, that he hates the sin and the sinner, folks. We look at Proverbs and we look at the scriptures and what they say. We turn over and over again in Proverbs and it says, it says in Proverbs 3:33, the curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the abode of the righteous. You know, so we understand that, you know, we see what he says. He says, Proverbs 3:32, it says, for the perverse one is hateful to Yahweh, but his intimacy is with the righteous. So the perverse one is hateful. So Yahweh hates, and it also says in Psalms 5:5, he hates workers of iniquity. But then it goes on to say, his intimacy is with the righteous. Folks, how many of you have intimacy with the wonderful Creator and desire to have intimacy with him? That's the thing. And, you know, how often do we speak to him on a one-on-one personal relationship level? You know, we look at our prayer life, and one of the preachers that I listen to often says it quite great. Our spiritual life is the result of our prayer life. And I'm sad to say and see so many of us don't have a prayer life. They might say a prayer under their breath real quick. And I was in that situation. I would say to people, I'm praying for them. And I would take a couple of minutes here and there to pray. Even when we look at scripture and we look at the so-called sinner's prayer in scripture, or these other prayers. What, it takes 5 minutes to say this? But intimacy is with somebody so much that you desire to be with them much longer than that. And we have to love Yahweh so much. And it says, you know, love is blind. You know, we love him so much, we don't care and think about what the world is saying and what the world is doing, because we have intimacy with our Creator. And we have intimacy, we want to speak to him, we want to seek him, and we want to pray with him. You know, so again, you know, for the perverse one is hateful to Yahweh, but his intimacy is with the righteous. And what is righteousness according to Scripture? Those that desire to practice living against his sin and against the ways of his righteousness, living against his right way, not seeking our own understanding, but seeking his will in what we do, his understanding. You know, so his intimacy is with those that want to live right. Well, a lot of people think they're living right, because it says in the Scripture, there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. And it's not only talking about a physical death, folks, because it does say in the Scriptures, the years of the wicked are cut short, but also talking about a spiritual death. And that person that seems right but ends in death, that's because they're seeking their own desires and they're not seeking the desires of our wonderful Creator. You know, we need to hear the instructions of our Creator. As it says in Proverbs 4:1, it says, hear the instructions of a father and pay attention to no understanding. For I give you good teaching. Do not forsake my Torah, my guidelines and instructions. That's what it is. And this morning as I was in prayer, I was looking at the Scriptures, and oh, this Scripture kept popping up to me. First of all, we have to understand, folks, wisdom is departing from evil. That's what wisdom means, to depart from evil, according to the word, according to Scripture, is to depart from evil. And Proverbs is another word for wisdom. So Proverbs is a whole bunch of books about how to depart from evil. How to depart from evil. And to depart from evil, we have to understand we need to fear Yahweh more than we fear man. We have to understand that. And the Scripture that was coming up to me over and over again today was Proverbs 1:33. And in Proverbs 1:33 it says, but he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the fear of evil. From the fear of evil, from the fear of the evil things. Because, you know, to fear anything other than Yahweh is a sin, folks. It goes against the word of our Creator. Because it says, but he who listens to me, so those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, he who listens to me shall live securely. Securely means you're secure in your walk. It means you have a good foundation of a Scripture. And some little fears of man is not going to take you off that path. So it says, but he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the fear of evil. So he's at ease, you know. See, we understand, folks, you know, dis-ease is what man fears, dis-ease. They fear dis-ease more than they fear our Creator, but dis-ease is the opposite from ease. You know, or, you know, dis-ease is actually another word for discomfort, and that's the opposite of the comforter. And folks, we have a comforter, and that's Yeshua Messiah, who died for us so we can have life. And we need to realize that. We need to exalt that and glorify him in everything we do, knowing that Yeshua died for us so we could have life. Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, is our Savior and is the only way to salvation. And if you're listening to right now and you're going through some hard times and things are bad and it doesn't seem like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, understand our Creator's hand is in everything. But we need to take our fears, our worries, and our issues to him. And we need to repent and we need to humble ourselves. And he will answer. He promises and he can't lie. He promised, he says, he will answer the call of the righteous, of those that are seeking good. You know, again, Proverbs 1:33, it says, but he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the fear of evil. So ask yourself some questions, folks. If you fear evil, you know, you're not listening to our Creator, first of all, but ask yourself these questions. Have I, you know, told people about Yeshua? You know, there's scriptures in the Bible that talk about a man being owed a lot of money to another man. You know, and that other man that the money was owed set him free. He said, I forgive your debt. You know, but that man that the debt was forgiven, you know, he went to somebody else that owed him money. And he said, pay me the money you owe me. Well, folks, you know that's an evil thing to do, and the scriptures give that great example of that. But when we don't tell other people about Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and the salvation of Yeshua, that's exactly what we're doing. We've been given a treasure, but we ignore it and don't show it to others. And we're called to go and show it to others and tell others. So how many people have you told about Yeshua today, just this morning alone? And how many people will you tell about Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, dying for you? You see, man has no fear of going up to a stranger on the street and asking him for directions on how to get somewhere. But they have fear of going up to a stranger on the street and letting them know that Yeshua died for them. Scriptures are clear, folks. We need to exalt Yeshua in everything, and he needs to be the final goal. You know, when we fear our wonderful Creator, you know, and fear that, we have no worries about the fear of man, and we are put at ease, and we have the Comforter, and he comforts us. It says in Proverbs 2:1, you remember, Proverbs is a whole book about, you know, departing from evil. That's what understanding is, departing from evil, and wisdom is. So it says, my son, if you receive my words and shall protect my commandments with you, so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lifting up your voice for understanding. You know, that is man's treasure. The fear of Yahweh and to keep his commandments, that is the treasure of man. And folks, that's what we need to do, you know, and not seek the hatred of our Creator, but seek the love of our Creator. And yes, we have a choice. It says in the Bible, many are called, but few are chosen. Well, in the Aramaic, that scripture actually says, many are called, but few choose. You see, folks, we do have a choice. And the Bible says, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. But we look at the example during the time of the people in Scripture. It says the people were presented with this choice between life or death. And they did not utter a word. They did not choose one or the other. We have to understand there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or you're against him. And if you're not doing anything, then you're against him. We have to get on a righteous path. So we first thing we need to do is we need to repent, folks. We need to repent for our sinful desires and our sinful nature. The next thing we need to do is we need to understand and accept Yeshua, you know, died for us, and accept him as our Savior. So we need to repent and accept Yeshua. And then we need to go out there and be an example and be a light and live a righteous life. And, you know, and judge people righteously, folks. No, the things you're struggling with, you don't want to judge people in those things because the Bible's clear on that. But the things you've overcome, you've been put through those things, and you've been helped to overcome those things for a reason according to Scripture. And that reason is to help others and let your light shine and not hide that light. Because it's pure darkness and pure evil out there in the world. And in some areas of our life, many of us may be going through that darkness right now. And there's other brothers out there and the word out there that's a light for our path to get us out of that darkness. But we have to desire. You know, the Bible says, if you knock, I will answer. If you seek, you know, I will open that door for you. I will open it. But we have to have that desire, folks. We have to seek him. You know, it's he that opens our eyes. There's nothing that I'm saying right now that can condemn you, you know, or change you. It's our wonderful Creator Yahweh who opens our eyes to let us see the truth, the light, the way, and the Yeshua, the salvation. It's he that lets us see it. But he said, those that seek will see my Yeshua, his salvation. That's what Yeshua means, salvation, Yahweh's salvation. See, Yahweh is the name of our Creator, and Yeshua is the salvation of Yahweh. You know, so many people refer to Yeshua as Jesus, but no, he's our Savior. He's Yeshua HaMashiach. That's who he is. You know, and Yeshua is Yahweh. So over and over again, we got scriptures talking about us this and telling us about this, and we had to realize that. So next thing I'm going to ask, okay, who did we tell about Yeshua today, and who are we going to tell about Yeshua dying for us? The next thing we've got to ask is, how long have I took to be with my Creator today? How much intimacy have I showed him? How much time have I given him? If you're married and you have a spouse or you have a significant other in your life, you seek and desire to give them time every day. And it hurts them when you don't. when you don't spend time with your children and your spouse. It hurts them, especially when you spend time doing other things instead of spending time with them. Naturally so, it should hurt them. Well, what about our Creator? You know, it's clear in Scripture that it hurts Him. He wants that intimacy with Him. And so many of us are guilty for not taking the time out daily to spend time with Him. And I've been guilty with that. And I repent. And I do my best now to spend time with Him each day. And oh, so He would bless me and answer me. Because it says that intimacy, but he who listens to me shall live securely and be at ease from the fears of evil. How wonderful is that? That he not hate me, but show me his intimacy. How beautiful is that? Again, Proverbs 3:32. For the perverse one is hateful to Yahweh, but his intimacy is with the righteous. Wow. Wow. He's seeking and desire to be with us folks, the righteous ones. So if you claim to be a Christian, if you're listening and you claim to be a believer in our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, you know, you should seek intimacy with him, and you should let others know about, you know, what he's done for us, the good news. And it doesn't end there, folks. We got to keep doing that every single day. Every single day we got to let people know, because time is running out, folks. And just like somebody let you know, we have to let others know. And it's not a matter of if they're going to listen or if we're going to see them come through this. No, it's a matter of we are responsible to be watchmen. And the job of a watchman is to warn others when danger is near. And that's what it is. And if we let them know, whether they answer that call or not, their blood is no longer on our hands. But if we do not answer, if we do not let them know, then their blood is on our hands, and we are just as responsible as they are. So we need to be watchmen and let other people know. And I'm here on the radio today letting you all know you're in great danger. And there are people in greater danger. So we have to develop a relationship with our Creator on such a personal level where we desire to seek that intimacy with Him on a daily basis. And part of that is reading His Word and spending time in His Word and then getting down in prayer on a daily basis. That's it. But we also need to continue to answer that call and learn that He loves what He loves and hates what He hates. So if you're a Christian out there listening, when is the last time you've opened up the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, that the will of our Creator? I mean, many of you pray so much for the will of our Creator, but do you even know what it is? Well, it's in the first five books of the Bible, known as the Torah. The Torah is not a Jewish book, folks. It's a believer's book, and it's part of the Bible. It's part of every Bible. It starts in Genesis, and it's the first five books of the Scriptures. And we need to get right with His Word if we want Him to be right with us. Because He loves those who love Him. And He hates those who love sin. And we need to stop fearing man and start fearing our Creator. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. We need to praise Him in all things, folks. Oh, I'm so excited for His Word. And if you're excited about His Word, every Friday night, we have a meeting on the internet on YouTube via Google Hangouts. You can go to my website, which is www.healthwatchman.com. And from there, that'll lead you to my ministry site, which is www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. Torah, T-O-R-A-H, LifeMinistries.org. And on there, you can join us Friday nights from 10 o'clock Eastern Time to midnight. If you have any questions, you can contact me through the website, but I also give you my number. You're welcome to call me personally if you have questions about something I said or comments. My phone number is in South Florida, 561-283-1707. 561-283-1707. And besides our Friday night hangout, we also have a local group in West Palm Beach, Florida, that meets on Saturdays, which is the Sabbath, and you can join us there, and you can get that information by contacting me via the website, and I can email it to you. I'm also on Facebook. My name is Paul Nissan, N-I-S-O-N. That's Paul Nissan, N-I-S-O-N. We also have a group on Facebook, which is Torah Life Ministries. You could join that group. And finally, another thing we need to do is we need to understand the power of going and letting strangers know about Yeshua. So we have a street evangelism where we go out there in the street and we do that. And if you're in the local West Palm Beach area, we very often go down to Clematis Street on Thursday evenings when we're in town. And you can join us there, and you don't have to be speaking. You could just be handing out tracts or talking to people one-on-one. Or if you have the desire to get on a microphone and speak, that's great as well. But go out there and do something. Go out there and be something for Yahweh. And it's a great light in this world that we see in a whole different world when we start our day by speaking to our wonderful Creator, and He takes our desires away from our fleshly desires, and he puts His will as our desires. And that's my prayer for everyone listening, that Yahweh's will be done in your life, and your will become what His will and desire is for you. And it says in the Bible that He's given us great things and a future and a hope. And for the great things that He's given us a long time ago. And those great things are the instructions and guidelines of Torah, which the church often says is done away with. Folks, I submit to you, they're not done away with. They were taken off paper and put on our hearts. At least that's where they should be. And the Torah is the schoolmaster for us that Yeshua taught, so we can learn right from wrong, righteousness from unrighteousness. So we have to seek His word daily if we want to seek his narrow path, and then we can get to His narrow gate, which is Yeshua Messiah. But there's a reason why it says, only few will find that road, because there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. Well, I want to encourage all of you to seek His word daily. I want to thank you for listening. And if you're listening on the internet, tune in to the same website the following week. It's most likely on at that time. And if you're listening on local radio, WCNO in Florida, every Saturday at 11:30 a.m., you could hear my show here. Until then, thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great Sabbath, and shalom, shalom, and thank you.